A new report says Southeast Alaska's sea otter boom has cost the region close to $30 million. Most is income lost as otters consume shellfish and crabs that otherwise would be harvested by commercial divers and fishermen. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has the details.
Otters were reintroduced to Southeast in the 1960s, and for a while, they remained a rare sight. But recently, their population has boomed, mostly along the outer coast and in southern Southeast. That means the voracious eaters are consuming more and more sea cucumbers, sea urchins, and the giant clam called gooey ducks. Those are species commercial divers harvest.
We don't know what's going to happen with the dive fisheries in the long run. It doesn't look very promising, though.
Phil Dougherty is executive director of the Ketchikan-based Southeast Alaska Regional Dive Fisheries Association. It recently released an economic report from the McDowell Group, a Juneau-based research firm. The report estimates regional otter numbers will soon hit 20,000, more than double the population about 8 years ago. And by 2015, it will more than triple.
We don't see a real management plan out there that would even slow down the growth, let alone trying to keep otters out of areas where they aren't in yet.
The report estimates otters have taken about $22.5 million in the species divers harvest, plus Dungeness crab, using the wholesale value. Add in businesses that support the dive and crab fisheries, and the figure grows to just over $28 million. That includes $9 million of sea cucumbers, just over $4 million in gooey ducks, almost $4.5 million in sea urchins, and about $5.3 million in Dungeness crab.
That's a very narrow way of looking at sea otters' role in the ecosystem.
California activist Jim Kerlin lobbies Congress to continue protecting sea otters. He says their return to areas where they were virtually extinct is good for the marine ecosystem.
When you have large colonies of sea urchins, which occur when you don't have sea otters, they can destroy kelp forests, and sea otter predation on sea urchins actually enhances the productivity of kelp forests, and scientists have documented this effect in Southeast Alaska and elsewhere over decades of studying this.
The Marine Mammal Protection Act bans most hunting. Alaska natives can harvest otters for subsistence use, but they can only give or sell whole pelts to other tribal members. Other sales are allowed if the pelt is substantially altered, such as being turned into handicrafts or clothing. Alaska's congressional delegation is pushing legislation that would allow natives to sell whole pelts to anyone. Dougherty says the Dive Fisheries Association funded the recent report to share its concerns.
We need to make sure that everyone is fully aware of what's going to happen with our shellfish fisheries in Southeast Alaska. And if at the end of the day, people still don't want to react to it and will allow the sea otter population to wipe out the shellfish fisheries in Southeast Alaska, that's the decision that we need to know, that our divers need to know at this point in time, so they can make a decision as to what their future is going to be.
A separate U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service research effort is trying to determine the extent of sea otter population growth. It's shown a 13% boost in southern Southeast. Additional research, due out soon, will provide numbers for the northern part of the region. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.